19th of October, Delhi Airport, with Betty, Sarah, Maeve and John.
In this particular instance, it kept coming and coming. It was like, I don't know if one could call it a cleansing, but it was certainly lots of mana, one after another, just going on and on and on and on.
It has to be like this. Since it has arisen, no one can do anything. And it shows their understanding whether it can see it as a Dhamma or not.
Not Betty, not mine.
Right.
Of course, no one would like a Kusala to continue, but it's just conditioned that way.
Betty said it might have been cleansing to have so much amazing. Is that right? Is that what she said?
Well, when it was finally over, when it finally stopped arising, there was a sense of cleansing, simply because...
So what do you think about the cleansing?
They are all dharmas. It depends on what we name it or call it. That's it. And they are all gone.
Last night, Konstantin, we were discussing whether it was possible to enjoy without lopa.
To enjoy?
To enjoy. Without lopa.
What moment is moment of enjoying?
Not sure, not clear about this.
You like it?
I like it now.
Anytime.
Anytime, okay. So enjoy is always lopa. Okay. We were hoping...
to name it differently.
To name it differently. Yes, right. That's right. Give it a different name.
But lopa is lopa. It's not anyone at all. And now it's gone, so don't worry. When one says, lopa is lopa, does one really mean that?
Lopa is lopa.
Yeah. Not I, not self, no one. Does one really mean it?
Mostly I mean I'm experiencing such and such, I know.
So it's not known as a reality.
Until it's panya, which knows, yeah.
My experience, my mana last night, my nova.
Well, no, I didn't see it as my mana. I saw it as mana arising. That's sweat.
Thinking about mana all the time.
I can see, I have a lot of mana. It was this keep a stream of mana that just kept on going. One after another.
Non-stop mana.
Non-stop mana. For me, there's a lot of mana in a day.
It works both ways. On the one hand, you can say it's a constantly comparing. On the one hand, you can say, oh, I'm better. On the other hand, you can say, I'm worse.
Yes. One forgot about part of me.
Yeah. Perfections.
Is that right, John? If one is just noticing difference as compared to another, that can also be mana, conceit. Not necessarily better or worse, but just different to another one.
It depends on whether mana is there or not.
Seems like it's non-stop mana, but in between it's thinking about the mana that arose before.
It's like seeing, non-stop seeing.
Yes, right? But actually it's moments of seeing and then thinking about seeing.
And hearing and so forth.
Konstantin, because there's been a lot of talk about meditation and using meditation to achieve a certain result like calmness or to still the mind. But at the moment of awareness, there is some calmness and stillness.
Certainly,
yes.
Because there must be adhisila, adhicitta and adhipanya,
yes.
A moment of being aware and understand the object which is aware.
So that stillness that people try to...
Stillness means no understanding.
When there's that sense that people meditate to achieve stillness, yes. But at the moment of sati,
yes.
Are you saying stillness is a concept? Always it's a concept?
Or sopana chetasikas arise at that moment with sati.
Can you say more?
Hiri, otapa, sata, aloba, adosa must be there. And panya
yes.
Understands the object of which it awareness is aware.
Yes.
There must be understanding.
So there's no agitation. There's no restlessness.
All kusala moments are
yes.
Without restlessness.
Yes.
Because people are always upset about their experiences of akusala, about their mana or their dosa, but I think it's always because of the clinging to oneself that one minds so much about one's akusala all the time.
Nobody can tell whether it's kusala or not.
Why not?